Somebody turn my microphone on. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Counter. This is a special pre-NYCC episode. I'm your host, Rich Stambolian, and with me, as always, the man who always laughs last, Jonathan Adler.
Ha-ha!
That's it. That's the end of the show.
Ha-ha! That's what we do, guys.
What's up, man? New York Comic Con tomorrow. We're going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Andrew Zarian is going to be there.
First appearance.
First appearance at Comic Con. It would be better if he just didn't walk away to kick his dog.
Yeah.
He didn't kick his dog.
Now he's kicking his dog.
Is he giving him rock kicks with the wiggly legs? So what's up, man?
Not much,
you
man.
Excited? Pumped up? Juiced up?
I am surprised.
Jerked up?
I am jerked up. Mm-hmm. I am kind of excited for it. I'm also a little nerve-wracked about it.
Yeah, same here.
I don't want to walk into this thing with the sickness, which I already have.
Yeah.
Because I know every year it's been plague. Every year I get the plague.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I want to try some new stuff this year.
Like butt stuff?
Anal. Definitely top of the list. They say anal already. No, but I'm excited. I'm more excited than usual. That will quickly calm down once I walk through those doors tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, usually it hits you when we're a block away and you can see it. And then you're like,
I pushed it a little bit. Last year, it didn't bother me so much then. It's really when we like went up the escalator and went in, and I was like, shit, this shit again.
Well, the general, this is how, let me tell you, whoever's watching, let me tell you how we do Comic-Con. We'll show up, because it's Thursday. Maybe we'll hang out a little bit beforehand, grab a bite or something, get a couple of drinks, show up. Walk around, do the thing, take a break, have another couple of drinks and a bite, come back, wrap up the day. We'll interview people. Friday, we'll go a little harder. Maybe go out that Friday night. Saturday, usually Saturday's kind of hungover.
Saturday is when stuff gets really difficult.
Because it gets so crowded.
It gets so crowded. And like, it has gotten better because of the security now.
Mm-hmm.
But our bodies aren't what they used to be.
No.
And we're doing a lot of walking. It's really, the flooring is not conducive to doing anything on it except for laying on it, maybe on your stomach.
That's true.
But otherwise, it's like very unforgiving floor. And a lot of like, I get a weird mini panic attack when I go through Times Square because I really have a problem with like big crowds. And this is the biggest crowd and you're navigating the crowd.
It's like Times Square within a building.
Yeah. And I have like an all-star team of people you don't want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But
hit me. Who's on that all-star team?
The oversized costume is number one. Mm. The smelly family.
Mm.
The smelly single person.
Mm.
The smelly woman.
they're all going to be there.
But the biggest offenders, I mean, outside of Comic-Con also, is the people stop in the middle of everything. And just, you're like, it's like stopping your car in the middle of a highway.
The looky-loos.
Yeah, the looky-loos in the middle of the intersection. Because like those four-way intersections are a nightmare, especially around like Image, DC, like that center area where it's just like the monoliths and like gigantic stuff. That, like, because they're handing out lines. Yeah, there's lines in the middle of all that stuff, and also people just trying to get through. By Saturday, it becomes such a glut of humanity that there's always someone who's been walking straight in one direction for a certain amount of time, and when they get to that center intersection, they decide to go, oh, let me put my tremendous bags on the floor, look around me, and figure out which way I want to go.
Well, it's everybody doing that scene from Bad Boys in like at the Comic Con when the camera goes around them.
Yeah, they get a 360 degree. But what I understand is like the way we do it is very simple, and we took years for us to perfect.
Mm.
It's called going in a fucking straight line and then turning at the end of the line and then going down a straight line again. Mm. Really simple, especially if you want to get to know the lay of the land.
Right.
It's an easy way to do it. Don't make gigantic scenery changes in the middle of those friggin' intersections.
That's the thing, man. I think I'm hoping this year is the same as last year as far as like the space and like the security. That security was awesome, man. I'm a big fan of like tight security and like I already
because you have a lot of secrets.
That's true. I got a lot of skeletons in this closet. I got asked by at least 10 people this week who were like, "Yo, you guys gonna sneak us in?"
My girlfriend doesn't believe me.
Right, like people, yo, you gonna sneak us in? Yo, you give me the behind the back stuff, and I'm like, no, it's got a microchip in there.
She said a friend of mine told me a friend of hers told her that's like this. Oh no, I'm going. Like we can, you know, you could totally get in. You just walk in and they'll give you the pass or whatever. And I go, it doesn't work like that. Stop spreading false information.
Right.
It's very difficult to get people in now.
It's not, yeah, it's not like the first couple of years you can get away with weird shit like that. But now it's like, I had somebody ask me yesterday who was like, what if I just showed up and told them where I worked and just got a press pass? It's like, it doesn't work like that. And this is, again, like this year, I am absolving myself of guilt because I put it out there in March when all this stuff was available.
Yeah.
Sign up. Don't ask me any more questions.
Same here.
Get your microchip card, and that's it. And you guys signed up. I signed up. We're all signed up. And we're all going to be there.
All sealed up.
Matman and Behind the Counter in the crossover, one night only.
The Mega Powers.
One night stand. We're going to be there. Andrew's going to be there for the first time.
I'm going to be there. My first time.
First time at the Javits Center.
Are you still doing Wild Pegasus?
I'm thinking about it.
I think after Thursday, you'll have a concrete answer if you want to do Wild Pegasus or not.
Well, why?
Because I think you're going to get, like tomorrow, you're going to get the full brunt.
Okay.
We were both saying before the show started, I think that we're all kind of discombobulated this week, and you know, you're coming back from California.
Yeah.
You have no choice. It's a trial by fire in terms of Comic-Con. Like, if you're not ready for Comic-Con, Comic-Con's ready.
I could have used another week.
Yeah, it's there.
Try not to eat the food at the Javits Center.
No. If we're eating, we should leave and go eat someplace.
That's usually what we do.
Yeah. But also, it's a big difficulty because there's not that many options. You know,
why?
Because you have to walk a great distance, and it's usually the same thing. It's usually bar food.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I'm gonna try and pack sandwiches if I can.
That's what I'm saying, man. I might do a smoothie, in my bag.
I don't know why I did the.
You don't want the Korean barbecue. The Korean barbecue with the Javits.
Never. I love Korean barbecue, but not that.
No, definitely not. Yeah, it's just great. It's expensive too. You know, if we walk a couple of blocks, we can get literally get a happy hour. Yeah. You know, 2-for-1 drinks and get like a bar burger or like chicken fingers or something. What do you like to eat at a bar? Shrimp.
Surf and turf.
Oysters.
Heroin and shrimp.
Yeah.
You like goulash? You like that bar?
I like a foie gras.
Happy hour goulash.
The local fare.
Yeah. No, I'll leave whatever.
So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be fun. I want to try to get like more, like last year we got the kibosh put on us by Jerry Lawler and Hacksaw Duggan.
Yes.
Hacksaw was great though.
You went to, I wasn't there for Hacksaw.
Really? Okay. Because you know the whole weekend he was saying ho at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
You can hear him throughout the entire, Javits Center is a big place. You can hear him from like one end to the other.
Right.
I walked up to him. I was like, Hacksaw, I'm a big fan. He's like, oh, thanks, buddy. I was like, you want to be on my podcast real quick?
No.
Like, nope. Can't. Then just, I was like, cool, man. Lawler.
Should we start lying to them? Should we start saying to them like, we're
Triple H in the Rock.
Like, my brother's really sick. Can you just give like a big shot to Behind the Counter real quick?
No.
It's my brother Behind the Counter. Get well soon, Behind the Counter.
Tell them.
Stay up, Matt Men.
I don't know. We can probably grab some people.
Lawler, I think we're never going to get. I think Lawler is just a
weirdo.
Yeah.
He was also in the worst place on earth last year, too. He was in the wig section.
Yeah. It was boas and those like little furry fairy things, like puppet things.
And then like a desk that was shorter than usual.
I can't forget that guy's look when you went up to him. He's like, hey, you know, like a big fan, King. And he just like, when you asked him, like, oh, you know, can you want if we ask you to do some word association and come on our show? Like, no.
No,
this went straight back to looking at his dick.
Misery.
Looking back at his
dick. Looking at pictures of 15-year-old girls on his phone.
It's a gross man.
I don't know. It's I look forward to it every year. I want to see some, like, what's the big... All right, Guardians of the Galaxy. It's going to be your big costumes this year.
Yeah, I think you're definitely going to get those dudes. I think you're going to get Thor Girl, Falcon Cap, the new White Iron Man. Like, every type of iteration that you're getting right now, I think you're going to get... One Arm Thor, I think you'll get.
Okay.
I think
that's a little too deep.
Lots of Batgirl. Nah, man, okay. she has one arm now.
No, but I'm saying, like, I think
there's a weird rush with a lot of cosplayers to, like, as soon as they see
new shit.
Yeah, like, I gotta be the first one to have this shit. Mm-hmm. I definitely think you see a lot of Batgirls with the yellow boots.
Should we do
checklist?
Should we do cosplay bingo?
Yeah. But we gotta put it together. We gotta make some. We gotta make a big old list.
Yeah.
I want like Maestro. Oh, we saw Maestro already.
Oh, yeah. There's always a good Maestro. There's always, like, a good couple of dudes who do, like, the big guy costumes.
Yeah.
There's always good Hellboys.
A guy with no shirt on and an exoskeleton wearing sunglasses.
Yep. speaking of which, I'm glad you reminded me of that. The Halo 4 trailer, I think, is up, right?
Is it?
Yeah. and there was like a reveal where like the Spartans look like they're like inhuman looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this game you're going to see. So I was talking about it with my brother the other day. Like, you're going to see what Master Chief looks like. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's going to be Duke Nukem.
It would be pretty good if it was Duke Nukem.
But yeah, like, I want to see a Duke Nukem. That's on my list. Like, my wish list.
We've never seen a Duke Nukem?
No.
I don't believe that.
There's
I can't believe in all of our years of going to cons that we've never seen Duke Nukem.
I want to see a Duke Nukem. I want to see different variations of Arnold's from different movies.
Mm. These are big reaches.
We'll see. You're going to see a lot of Solid Snakes.
I want to see a Captain Universe.
A lot of Rockets. A lot of chicks dressed like Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. Squirrel Girl, I would think we're going to see.
Mm.
I want Captain Universe.
I want a good Elektra.
Okay, I'll take that. I want a MODOK. I've yet to see a really impressive MODOK. I've seen like the guys doing like the T-shirt thing and
yeah,
or like doing like just their head or whatever. I want to see a good gigantic MODOK.
But a good Arnim Zola.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see like Remender Arnim Zola, the big son of a bitch. I want that guy, the 3D chest.
You're gonna get a lot of Deadpools.
Always a lot of Deadpools.
Deadpool's almost the new Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, you can get a lot of Jack Sparrows.
No, well, you know what? No, like, because the last couple of years, like, I think it's over with Jack Sparrow.
Uh-huh.
Because I always like seeing the Jack Sparrows.
It's never over.
And it was always fun. We'll get, like, one or two, but I think it's done.
I think no matter what, there's people waiting with a Jack Sparrow costume on deck, just waiting for Comic-Con to roll by, and so they can just show up. That's like, oh, I was like, oh, you used to have my Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a lot of that new Gwen Stacy Spider-Man costume.
Okay.
Which is the most hottest costume in the clubs right now.
Okay.
I think we'll get the old standards. I think we'll get, like, you know.
I want to see a good Stan Lee costume.
I still see Stan Lee costumes. I think we'll get a lot of shit that we've seen 100 times over, but done better. Lots of Gambits. For some reason, I think Gambit's going to be hot.
I don't know. Like, I feel like
Gambit's movie coming out, man. It's got to get ready.
Gambit's a hard sell, man. We'll see, like, one decent. We'll see one good Gambit and then one floppy Gambit.
I want to see. I'm definitely going to see, and I this is going to be my bingo, is a really tired-looking Superman guy that has definitely been sitting on a costume for a very long period of time and spends the whole day trying to hide his boner.
Do you watch Conan O'Brien?
Nah.
Have you seen, do you watch any of the clips at all?
Sometimes.
They did Triumph. The insult comic dog talking to the Times Square
people's
money beggers,
yeah,
the costume beggers,
the money beggers.
The Superman that this dude talked to looked like Superman 3 Superman, like hungover,
oh boy,
overly tan, like dirty costume Superman. We're gonna see that. Listen, if you're
all
if,
those guys are gonna show up there, definitely.
Yes,
the Times Square people always make their way in there.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna be out front, like, but you know they're gonna get kicked out by guys dressed like Riddick.
I hope. I'm also looking forward to whatever this year's like big promotion thing. Like, we had Prometheus DVD, Blu-ray.
That's 2 years ago. What was it last year?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I don't remember because there's always something that like weirds its way into like everything that
Ender's,
you do.
Ender's Game.
No, I don't think it's Ender's Game. there's always one thing that gets into like the DNA of New York Comic Con. Like I think every pass you've had has been a Walking Dead pass. But there's always like some weirdo crap like. Like Da Vinci's demons, like, was everywhere because it was where you charge your phone.
Yeah,
like, there's gonna be some weird property that's gonna. Like,
that's right. Last year was Dracula, right?
I think Dracula Untold was like one of the things they were trying to push. Also,
Flash, Constantine, probably Arrow because Stephen Amell's gonna be there. You know what? I wouldn't mind meeting Stephen Amell, to be honest. I've become like a weird Arrow fanboy.
He's an Australian guy, right?
I don't know.
I think he's Australian.
He's Canadian.
Yeah,
he's Canadian. Did you watch Constantine yet? It's really good.
Not enough hours in the day, man.
I think you're going to see those dudes. You're going to see a couple of Constantines. Probably a bunch of Ricks.
Yes.
I want to see some Steven Seagal. If you're listening and you're going to be at Comic-Con, the floppier your costume is, the more likely we'll talk to you.
Yes.
And
if you're doing something that's completely original, we're definitely going to talk to you.
The dudes I love to talk. I love talking to the most are... And correct me if I'm wrong, but the guys with the floppiest costumes who just look like they put it together and just like want to have fun, they always have the best personalities because they're down for anything.
Because they're usually loaded.
They're fun, right.
Like that one, there was one guy, I won't single him out because he's on a tape, but there was one guy we spoke to that had a pocket full of pharmaceuticals falling out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that guy.
I'll tell you.
I do remember the PBR Thor.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Oh, okay. You were on camera when you did that.
No, so. I was. That's just, yeah.
But the more, I feel like the more elaborate and the more, like, real, like movie replica costume your costume looks, the drier personality you may have.
Yes. Especially with dudes. I think with dudes, the more, like,
More serious the costume, the more serious the attitude.
Yeah, if you're like, I don't know, steampunk Wolverine, more than likely you're going to be really boring to talk to. You're going to be very much a very serious face.
Yeah.
The guys who are looser are there to have a good time, could do something. But couples have been really impressing me over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Especially what we did last year.
Try to get in on that.
Yeah. It was very interesting. No, but they were good. They've been, like, really, you know, kind of warm and, like, willing to do a little more stuff. Like, you know.
Can this be a bit this year where, like, you proposition the couples and say, like, if you could have cosplay three-way and it would be, like, you'd be the third guy, or, well, whatever, be like, what costume would you put me in? It's pretty good.
Let's write this down. Write this down now.
Jot it down. Finger it down.
Finger it down.
John got a new phone. How do you like it?
It's weird, man.
Yeah?
It's weird.
You been in it?
There's no bending going on.
You been in that crap?
Can't bend. There's no way. It's aluminum.
That's the new, that's a digital reader. It's folded in half. You read your comic books.
It's like a fruit roll-up.
Andrew, what are you looking forward to?
The Weirdos.
Well, guess what?
I love the Weirdos. I just want to see, like, the overweight Spider-Man and...
You don't get as much
the
of that
filthy,
anymore.
Like, I want to see... You know what I want to see, actually? I want to see somebody dressed as a foot soldier.
From Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, but, like, really overweight and dirty.
You're probably not going to get that. Like, the guys who are overweight and dirty now play the cosplay as the dirty weight. The dirty, overweight guys.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get, like, a fat guy playing Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that makes sense. But there's not many people squeezing into a Spider-Man costume.
I want to see that.
Yeah. You'll get, like, a very lathe black dude.
I'm really curious on the interaction between the cosplay girls and just the people walking around. Like, I've never witnessed it, and everybody says it's, like, vile at times.
It's pretty vile.
I'm really curious to see, like, what that's like.
I feel like this year there's a general malaise of, like, don't even look at any costume chicks.
That's the thing is, what I'm really kind of not looking forward to is the new walls that have been set up around certain female judgment calls type of stuff. I'm saying
no.
Like, I think there's going to be, like what you're saying, like the general malaise, that I think there's going to be a little bit more judgment throwing on a lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you watch, like, I went back and I watched the last 2 years on Comic-Con, and they had, like, you could see, like, all the dudes who were just, like, walking by and leering as they're talking about the girls, complaining about the leering and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, half our job is to, like, go and leer and say, oh, do we want to talk to this person?
Exactly. Like, we're two dudes with a camera who are just like, can we talk to you for a minute? And automatically, you know, like, because of this whole crap, you, like, if you're a chick, you'll be like, what do these hot dudes want to talk to me for?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do these studs want to talk to me for?
Yeah. They warm up quickly. But yeah, I there is that moment when we first come out to them, we're like, this, okay. Like, they have no choice.
Like, we're safe. We're okay. Like, we're okay to talk.
I think it's more that a lot of these girls don't know how to say no to people asking to take their picture.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
I think that's a judgment on your part.
It is judgment on my part. I'm a judgmental person.
Yeah. Well, I know that. I've known you for well over 10 years. And you may be the most judgy person I know.
No.
I'm judgy. Yeah.
He beats me.
No, I think you beat me a little bit more. No. I'm a little bit more tolerant.
I have conviction in my judgments. I back them up.
Well, prepare to be judgy tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because if you're watching at home or at work or somewhere, if you want to see two judgy guys judge people at Comic-Con, come hang out with us tomorrow.
You'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew, you'll have a great time. Just bring a flask with you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking the next couple days.
Why'd you have a little too much in California?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sober.
Did you make a couple of mistakes?
No, yesterday I drank too much.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
What did you do yesterday?
I got loaded.
Just for like.
I started drinking at 12 in the afternoon. I continued to like 12. I had like 12 hours of heavy drinking.
Did you have a show yesterday?
No.
You're just chilling.
Yeah.
Drinking.
It's getting loaded.
Bring those problems to the Comic-Con tomorrow.
I will.
I guarantee you that rule will be broken.
And a Riddick costume also. Yeah, let's see what we can figure out.
I have a couple of ideas for what we want to do. Like you brought up the good point of jerfing.
Yeah,
I do want the interpretive dance to kind of happen. Uh-huh. I'm debating if we should say this is how you jerf, or say like I want you to do a dance called a jerf. How would you do the jerf?
That's the good one right there.
The
like
jerf. That's actually really funny.
Jokes. I which I know is gonna be hard to pull out of people. I do want to hear some of cosplayers' favorite jokes.
Mm. You can also do like what's the worst thing anybody's ever said to you, or what's the best thing anybody's ever said to you?
Yes.
In costume or outside of costume?
We want to do word association, obviously, as we always do. I want to do word opposites, which allows them to take a little bit more time. Like we'll say, you know, black, what's the opposite of black? See what comes out of that, and you know. Not just black, but I just gonna say black, and that's the only word we're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing how they react to some of that stuff.
I think in the last couple of years, our word association has been a little pointed to kind of make people look like racists.
Hey, you could say that. I don't
know. Pineapple.
Which is kind of funny because, for me, it's harmless. To me, in my head, I'm just like, ah, ha, ha, this is funny. But, you know.
You think it's gotcha media?
We have to be mature journalists.
I don't know what we have to. I mean, that's not my repertoire.
You watch Sons of Anarchy from... I didn't watch yesterday's.
You have to watch yesterday's.
Is there more Tig making out with Goggins?
No. No, Tig has a very limited role on this episode. Mm-hmm. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
I don't see anything working out for anybody.
My prediction for the show is either Gemma's going to make it out alive as the last one, or she's going to meet, like, the worst fate.
I think you're probably closer to the first one.
Did she just like the last one?
Yeah, because she is a survivor. I mean, she survived. Jax is essentially coming clay at this point, where he's just lying through his teeth for his own personal gains. Nero, I think, is going to end up like it's going to be like the two of them killing each other. Unser is going to die a really terrible death at Gemma's hands, which is going to be heartbreaking. Juice is going to do something stupid.
Yeah, I think Juice is going to kill Unser.
I was saying the same thing. But I think it'd probably come from Gemma because it'd be more heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That dude, you know, no matter what, like, he's awesome character, and he makes a lot of rogue decisions often, but usually it always comes back to trying to help out Gemma. And only in the last, like, year or two, we've seen, like, he's starting to realize what how manipulative she is.
Yeah.
But he still has, like, you know, he's in love with her. He loves that woman.
Yeah. It's a great show.
This season has been pretty tight.
Pretty tight.
Very tight.
Is there anybody at Comic-Con that you're excited to possibly meet?
So that's another thing. Like, I'm going to be spending tonight getting stuff ready for tomorrow, but I have like 1,000 emails of scheduling stuff that I have to get through. There's a lot of stuff I want us to do and see and everything. Like the Foley thing we got negged on.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
What happened to Foley thing?
Foley has because everyone, like, what they're doing is they send out email bursts for us for, okay, this guy's going to be available from an hour and a half to 2 hours. You know, book your time in. And I did for Foley. Foley's promoting I Am Santa Claus, his Santa movie, if you didn't get that in the title. You know, he's available from like 11:30 to 12:30, I think, on Friday. And we just couldn't get in.
Just like 1 hour. I think, see, that's kind of interesting, though, because like how many people got press passes? And you're limited to like
almost everyone there is a
5 minutes.
Same deal. It's a very, very small window.
Yeah.
They're only going to be like, you know, the very high end media. Your brother looks like Sylvester Laforte now.
He does. Yeah.
But there's like, you know, there's certain things I want to see. Like, I want, for my mother, I want to go to the Stars panel and try and interview the Outlander people.
Okay.
No desire to go Walking Dead stuff.
You know what? We avoid it like the plague every year.
I'd like to get to some of the... I'd like to somehow weasel our way into... the one I really tried to get into that we were like... They wouldn't even offer anything to anybody was the Birdman panel, which is Keaton and Edward Norton.
Okay.
And there's like no way of getting that thing. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and like there is like no... It's strictly, you know, we're opening the doors... Go airline the whole night. Just no. And press has given very, very few instances where we can actually leak our way into like a screening or something early.
Nobody trusts the comic book press.
No.
Strictly Dickly.
And there's a lot of there's a few other things I RSVP'd for Friday, mm-hmm. like events and stuff like that. That's off campus.
We got to get invited to some after parties.
Yeah, man, that's another thing. I do want to try and weasel our way into some of these, like
these happen in Wizard World after parties,
or like a Konami party for some reason.
That'd be awesome.
You know, party with Solid Snake. Mm-hmm. I want to interview Solid Snake. I don't know how. I want to get someone who's dressed up as Solid Snake.
Oh, I thought you meant you want to be Solid. You want to dress up as Solid Snake.
I want to dress up as Solid Snake.
Do it, man. You can literally go to Target and buy the costume right now.
I'm going
to
paint on, like, the not the face paint, but, like, the mask thing that he wears. Like, Havoc, the old school Havoc mask.
Yeah, yeah.
He does.
Do it, man. Go. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sad?
I'm very sad.
That was, like, a really sad, like, I'm okay. I'm right. Was that you choking a sneeze, or was that you choking back a cry?
Nobody cares.
A little of both.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. I got nothing else. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, we hope to see everyone there. Mm. If you do see us walking around, we'll be there. Like, at least me and Rich will be there. We're trying to convince this guy to be there all 4 days also.
No, there's no way I'm doing it.
You can do more than one day, though.
I can't do Friday.
Okay, we'll work out something. Saturday we got a ride into the city, by the way.
We do.
Yeah. Who?
Don't worry about it. I got this.
Yeah.
The Israelis.
Yeah.
If it's a cheeseburger backpack, count me out.
No, I can't go in that guy's car anymore. Approach us. Come talk to us. Like if you do see any of us, like come by, talk to us. We don't have to necessarily put you on air, but yeah, you know, it'd be nice to meet some of you guys.
Yeah. We love you all.
We do.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Watch us tomorrow and we'll see you there.
Later.
Later.